Fireflies was originally supposed to open in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So May of 2020, it was going to open. So it's really great to be able to have the show happen now.
Yeah.
And now that we can have people in the audience.
I think every theater is struggling with what they're doing and mm-hmm. how they're proceeding. And the theaters that are moving forward with in-person are facing a lot of setbacks, a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. And Vintage, in what we're seeing, Vintage has continued to move forward. When you're faced with these challenges and these choices, how is Vintage defining that challenge and pushing through it?
I think the first thing I want to say is that none of this has been easy. The great thing about this theater community as a whole is that we have learned, you know, pivot has become the key word that we've all had to get used to. New stuff comes up. Okay, here's how we're going to change that. So we reopened. We had Five Guys Named Mo. We had Young Frankenstein, you know, Cinderella, of course. We're going to require vaccinations for entry. Everyone that works here is vaccinated, actors, designers, crew, staff, everybody. Mm-hmm. So part of me is determined that we are just not going to shut down again. Of course, unless that's the best choice for everybody's health and safety. But, you know, everyone that works here gets tested weekly. We have a rigorous cleaning schedule. We only have vaccinated patrons. They stay in masks. We don't allow beverages or snacks in the theater right now, all in the name of safety, right? Like, so it's just, again, it's a day-by-day running. I think anybody running any business right now is like, it's a day-by-day process mm-hmm. at this time. But it's, you know, it has not been an easy process.
Well, and as part of that process, you've had to cancel shows because of outbreaks and casts and what have you.
Yes.
But you haven't yet canceled runs.
Nope, we have not yet canceled runs. With our new reality, understudies have become a bigger part of the picture. And understudies never get enough recognition because most people don't know they exist, right? But Cinderella, for example, last weekend, we had three actors out who had COVID exposure and couldn't go on. And the show was able to go on because of our understudies and swings and the folks that helped make that happen.
Throughout all of this pivoting and all of this work, so Vintage, in addition to employing understudies mm-hmm. and having very rigorous standards for accessing and being a part of the audience, you also have virtual releases, particularly of the show that's premiering this weekend, Fireflies.
That's
folks
right.
can catch it online if they're mm-hmm. not comfortable being in the theater as well.
Yeah. Some people just aren't ready to come back.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I can't get the rights to stream every show. Sometimes they just don't want to give that to you. But for Fireflies, we were able to get the rights for that. So tonight we taped it, and people can buy streaming tickets if they are not ready to be here with us in person.
Has your audience pivoted along with you in all of these?
For the most part, yes. Again, day by day, I never know what to expect. But people, I think, are kind of starving for that connection that only live theater can give you. You know, there's entertainment that we love, like movies and Netflix and the stuff that we all survived on during lockdowns and pandemic times. But there is a visceral connection between you as an audience member and actors on stage when you're here in person in the audience watching a live performance that you just cannot replicate. You cannot get that anywhere else. So because people had to go so long without it, there's this determination with some audience members that they're going to be here no matter what, so that they don't miss out on any more of that.
So Vintage is dedicated to moving forward with providing that theatrical experience in the safest way possible.
Absolutely.
And then there is Fireflies, a brand new premiere of a new show.
Yes, it is a regional premiere. It's never been done in Colorado before. The author is Matthew Barber, who also wrote another show some audience members will be familiar with called Enchanted April.
So tell us a bit about your experience with this play. You originally wanted to do this in 2020.
That's right.
When it crossed your plate, what made you stop and say, yes, this is amazing?
So the reason I got the script, first of all, is I love the script for Enchanted April. So I saw that he had a new play out, so I said, I'm going to get that. And I read it. And what I love about his writing is that it is so character-driven, and I feel like the dialogue is so authentic. sometimes when you just read a play, you don't always get a well-defined sense of each character. But with a play like this, you get that just by reading it. So then, of course, in my head, I'm like, wow, once we add actors who are really gonna flesh these people out, how exciting is that gonna be? And it's a complicated script, right? It's not just a simple story, which are the kind of stories I like to tell, complicated stories that sometimes leave more questions than answers, and what's gonna happen, and will these two people who are so fiercely independent, can they find the common ground of love together?
And so Fireflies is the story of Eleanor, mm-hmm. who is several years past retirement, mm-hmm. who is still in her childhood home and kind of stilted and stuck in a moment where she meets a new dashing older gentleman who comes in, who lives in a trailer, and he travels, and it's an experience, if I may say, mm-hmm. of needing something new, needing to redefine oneself, and overcome trust issues to actually make connections.
And it is exactly that way for both of these characters. They want the same thing. That's the funny thing about love sometimes, is that no matter how opposite their personalities might be, there's that commonality of we both want to be heard and seen and loved, and can we, like you said, can we overcome some of those trust issues to kind of get there together?
I always think that if characters in a play actually had a therapist, you wouldn't have a play. They work
well,
through that.
Without conflict, there is no story, right? You have to have conflict. And a lot of the conflict, of course, in this show is conflict that the characters have with themselves. Oh, I wanna connect with you, but I can't. I wanna connect with you, but I'm afraid. I wanna connect with you, but I'm afraid you'll hurt me. There's obviously some conflict between them, obviously, but most of the conflict is kind of the fight they have with themselves.
And so we have our main character, Eleanor.
Yep.
There's the gentleman that comes in town. There's also Eleanor's best friend,
yes.
who is a bit of a needler. She's a bit of a spy.
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely, but also a best friend. She is a little bit of a nosy neighbor type. But again, what's nice about this script is that it's not just a stereotypical, I'm the nosy neighbor trying to find out, you know, she's also the best friend that cares about Eleanor, and they care about each other, even though they might drive each other crazy sometimes, like best friends do. And the relationships in this play are what's so, they're just so beautiful.
When you're directing pieces, mm-hmm. does it start with that one small hook that gets you into it to want to explore? I mean, for this, it was that relationship, that craving for connection. Mm-hmm. What elements of plays really inspire you to move from, oh, I love that piece, to I want to direct this piece?
Right. Yeah, because there are plays, you know, as an artistic director, there are plays that I'll read that'll be like, this is a fabulous piece. It should go in our season, but I don't necessarily need to direct it. But then you have something like Fireflies that comes up where it's, this is a fabulous play. It should be in our season, and I want to be the one to kind of craft this story as the director. So what is it about the script that really grabs me? It is the question of, can we be brave enough to connect? Can we be brave enough to love, to take the risk to love, even when we don't know what we're gonna get in return? I think that is a great question for us as a society right now. And I also feel like this play is so charming, and it draws you in right from the beginning. You really care about these characters, and it provides a really unique and satisfying theatrical experience. And I wanted to give that to our audiences as well.
Well, and the experience is certainly wonderful. I had a chance to attend on Thursday evening, and it's certainly funny and rich. And I particularly love the set work. It's an exquisite set that you've put together as well.
I am so proud of the work of this team, our technical team and team of designers. The work they have done has been exquisite. I mean, just look around the set, and it looks like somebody lives in this kitchen. And I've had more than one person say, I want this kitchen at my house, which I'm just so pleased with. Because it just looks so good, and everything looks good. The costumes, the set, the lights, everything has come together so well. I'm really proud of the level of quality that this show is rising up to.
There is something about the grounded reality of the set that produces a really grounded connection and delivery from your actors. Yeah. It really feels like a realistic space to be in.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and the audience members, and the set is the first thing they see, right? They come in to get their seats, to sit down before the play starts, and all they have is to look at the set for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is that they're here before the play starts. So I'm really happy that we're giving them something. There's a lot to look at. There's a lot going on in this set, which I think is really cool.
So, Fireflies opens this weekend. You're closing Cinderella.
We are closing Cinderella and opening Fireflies on the same weekend, so it's going to be a busy weekend, which I love. I love when there's a lot of stuff happening here, you know. And then it runs for 6 weekends. It closes February the 13th.
Well, what's coming up next for Vintage?
So, Fireflies will be running. Cinderella closes again this weekend, and then the weekend that we close Fireflies is when the next show opens in the big space, and that is going to be Shakespeare in Love. It's going to be very exciting.
So you've got a full season coming up. For your full lineup, folks can go to Vintage Theater. That's theatre .org.
That's right.
We're speaking with Bernie Cardell, the artistic director for Vintage Theater. Bernie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. What a pleasure.